To Teira, Grushim for Rosh Hashanah, page Nun Dalid. We're going to start four lines in the bottom of the first column. Okay, normally when you do Teira Mitzvah, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, you bring down Kedusha because you're making the Kelim, and therefore you bring down Kedusha from the level of Ratzon higher than world, and that's the Yichud of Kedusha Bricha, Shechinta, and so on. He says, what happens though if a person blemishes? So he says, so then you need to do tshuva. But he asks, l'chaira, for negative mitzvahs, it makes sense because you became impure, so you take off the impurity through tshuva. But how can you make the undone done? So that's what we started yesterday. We'll start again. Four lines from the end of the first column. Achine exhibit, it says on the pasuk, mima'amakim k'rasich Hashem, out of the depths, I call you Hashem, plural, b'liyashayas k'rasich, melem elagilum. What happens is we call Hashem, mima'amakim, from the depths. K'rasich, we call down the level of yudke vavke, hanam shoch, as vashpaz, b'chin sevar, the malk. How do you bring down the limbs of Hashem? It's through the level of mima'amakim, from the level of depths. Haino emek ha'olyin. From the depth of, like we said, depths from above and depths from below. Mima'amakim is plural. Yizrotzen ha'olyin, shalamayla, mayla, b'chin yisishtaushnes. The level of rotzen from above, which is higher than worlds. Hamizgalib is serusa de lesata, which is awakened through the aveda down here, be'umka de liba. From the depths of the heart, Ratzon Elyon Shebenefesh. Plain English, the depth of the Jew reveals the depth of Elokus. Dahaino, they sheyamik b'libe inyan amiriris b'nafshi. To this, that you awaken from the depths of your heart the bitterness on the nefesh. Hagoydel abgam v'chson shegoram. Of the blemish that he accomplished, you know, we sin, there's a blemish that creates, which makes even further away from Hashem. So he says, that bothers the person to such an extent from their core that shalitzek al Hashem batzarle, in a level of tzoak libam, that the heart itself is crying, shi'alev tzoyek, mikedev ish v'lev omek, from the essence of the person, the depth of the heart, me'ashetuchel seheis, nafshi seis, more than the person can handle. And again, he's going to say in a second, like Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, it touched him to the core so much that he actually expired. He actually died from the trouble of what he felt, you know, the distance away from Hashem. Because the nefesh is not able to handle the bitterness. Therefore, it's only in the heart. Because whatever the nefesh can handle, you can speak and come out of your mouth. Meaning like this. You know, sometimes a person is so troubled, they start crying that they can't talk. That's what he's talking about. Sometimes you can cry, but you can still talk. You know, in other words, that shows it didn't touch you to the core because you can still express yourself with the powers of the nefesh. But sometimes it's so deep, you just can't talk. Meaning that's coming from the depth of the neshama. When the bitterness exists in the heart, the kerchas of the nefesh cannot handle it. You can't even articulate it. You can't even verbalize it. Then the neshama starts crying. That you can't speak and bring it out, articulate it, because it touches the core of the nefesh. That his nefesh went out by crying, that the neshama went out. Therefore, like the Gemara says, that the voice came out from heaven, said that he's fit for Olam Haba, And Rebbe cried and says, Yesh kainai lama b'sha'achas. We have to work our whole life for Olam Haba. And this guy in 1 second got Olam Haba. Shebeshah echot shol tshuva. Kainai shol kolei lama b'olam haba. And now the Alter Rebbe, this is one of the sources of what the explanation Chassidus asks. Okay, he got rid of all the negativity, but how did he get the done undone? I mean, how did he get the undone done? He didn't do mitzvahs. He says, even though, how can he go to Olam Haba? You need Torah mitzvahs. Okay, he got rid of the filth. But like the Alter Rebbe asked, but positive mitzvahs, you didn't do them. How can you get them done? He says, this level of tshuva from the depth of the heart. He says, to this bittul, in the bechinas, on this level that he literally dies from it. This creates, in other words, just like mitzvahs are the limbs that cause Elokus to be revealed, this level reaches above and beyond the level of Torah mitzvahs, and in that level above Torah mitzvahs, whether you do it or don't do it is all the same thing. So when you reveal that level, the undone becomes done.
So I don't put the tefillin on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I do
teshuva. Yeah, but that teshuva you're talking about over here is, you know, the Belazar ben Dodaya style, you know.
So what is that? What is that?
Teshuva? What's that?
Could a regular person get that?
No. I mean, he could, but we don't. L'chein amir azal. B'makim shebali tshuva eindim. That in the place of bali tshuva is ten tzadikim gemurim mim demashkin le'becheile yatir. Because they bring it down with a higher level of bittul, a higher level of fear. But when the Gemara says, based on what the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, a place where the bali tshuva stands, tzadikim can't, is because the bali tshuva can transform avedis to mitzvahs, and the tzadik can't. But that's a very lofty level of tshuva. Even the tshuva, that you don't die like Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, that the avedis become mitzvahs, is an extremely lofty level of tshuva. That's a very great level of tshuva. But in the inyan is like this. Kirat and elyein, in the will of Hashem, yesh beis bechinas. There's two levels of the will of Hashem. Aleph melubesh b'chochma, shireishish is taushlis. One level of Hashem's will, like, you know, regular mitzvahs. Hashem's will comes into chochma. There's a reason for the mitzvah, and that's it. He says, shebechinas ratzon zeh. This will of Hashem nimshech ha'idei teiru mitzvahs, come through teiru mitzvahs, shein hein ratzon ha'ayim baruch, which are the will of Hashem, ha'malubesh b'chochma, that comes into a chochma teiru, where it's a reise m'chochma nafkes, b'ho nimshech ha'idei ma'ilus madreig tzadikim gemurim. In other words, one level of Hashem is brought down into the world through tzadikim, meaning people that do teiru mitzvahs. They're doing teiru mitzvahs, becomes the limb and the vessel to bring down, like you said before, the level of Elokus above world. Amakayim mitzvahs koyimem v'le pogbem chazushom, they never blemish it. That's one level of will. But the base, the second will, is rotzen al yishol ma'ilam misay the ishtalshus, which is infinitely greater than ishtalshus, v'ena malubish kal v'chinas chochme ilah. It doesn't come at all into the level of chokhma, bubedugma galgalta. That's the skull, the chaf yalmecha that covers the brain. Meaning like this. We learned already that there's the 10 spheres, seichel and midas, right? Chokhma in the das is the intellect, and then you have keser on the head, the crown on the head. We learned there's two levels in the crown. The crown that's granted, it's on the head, but it sits on the head. Then you have the higher part of the crown, which is not sitting on the head, right? The top of the crown. So, Keser basically is the level of Ratzon, and well, Atik is Einik. But he says, the lower level of Keser, that Ratzon, comes into Chochmah. Yes, a chokhmah ma'ayim timotzi. But still, that's why it's called arich anpin, the long face, versus the six spheres that are called zah, ze'er, anpin, the small face. The big face is still connected, it's still a face. But then you have the higher level of keser, atik. That level of ratzin has nothing to do with chokhmah. It's too great to come into chokhmah. That is the level where tshuva reaches. Teira mitzvahs reach the level, so to speak, of arich, the ratzin ha'elyin, the will of Hashem, that comes into hishtalshlus, into the ten spheres. But then you have a level of elokus, which is higher than world, that can't be reached through normal Torah mitzvahs. It has to be reached through tshuva, which reaches a deeper level of godliness that Torah mitzvahs do. And that level of tshuva can make the undone done. Torah mitzvahs cannot make the undone done, because you missed yesterday's tefillin, that's gone. It's finished. You're not going to get it back again. But there's a level that you reach, such a great level, that yesterday, today, and today, and yesterday, it's nothing, it's all the same. Galgalta is the skull that's on top of the brain.
At the level of Yechida, you don't
get it. Yechida, you never sinned. That's what Yom Kippur is all about. Yechida, you never sinned.
What happened to the Tuesday Tefillin?
It was done.
No time,
no place, no right. So then why don't we just do tshuva and we could sin a whole year and do tshuva? So number one, who says you're going to do tshuva? Secondly, there you can't do tshuva because the reason why you sinned, like the Gemara says, echta va'oshuv, the Gemara says, if somebody sins, and he says, I'm going to sin and then I'll do tshuva. So we don't give him the opportunity. The Alter Rebbe says, and guess the truth, you can still do tshuva. But we don't give him the opportunity to do tshuva. Why? Because what caused him to sin was that he could do tshuva. So tshuva is an accomplice in the sin. So therefore tshuva, the prosecutor cannot become the defense attorney. So therefore tshuva doesn't help. But there's a level of tshuva, he says, that Beinam Lubitsch Kalchon, like he says, Al Derech Moshel, Gimel, Chalali, Galgalt, the three compartments of the brain. Hey, Mishkin Chochma Bina and Das. It's the level of Chochma Bina and Das. The etim achayfif alamechin, and the bone that's on top of the brain, sheina mashkin hamechin cloud, that's called Galgalta. Right? It's above the brain. It's not in the brain. Kachadarech Moshe B'chinas Rotzen Zeh. Ulamayla mayla mishkin Chabad. It's infinitely greater than the level of Chabad, which is Torah mitzvahs, v'amizgal b'val tshuva. I day kadliba through the depth of the heart, shugamkin bchinas rotzin elyon shebenefesh, which comes from the higher level of the rotzin lemaile bchinas and the tuchel nafshi seis, more than the neshama can handle. V'bchinas rusa deliba, that's the will of the heart. Shaydei rotzin zel elyon shelemaile maile mishtalshnis. This level, which is the galgalta, higher than worlds, hamizgala benafshi. Can rectify all the blemishes of not keeping mitzvah saseh that come from the level of chachma. So chachma, Torah mitzvahs, cannot make done the undone, because chachma is already hishtalshelus. Chachma is already world. World is defined as it is, and therefore it is what it is. But tshuva, and that's what we learned in the other Maimon, the Alter Rebbe explained, you can only do tshuva in this world. In Olam Haba, everything is defined as is. It's it. You define, it's defined. Tshuva can only be in this world, because this world, because it's so much behelim, comes from a higher level of alokus, so therefore, nothing is set in stone in this world, so you can change things. Okay, so he says, it's like a river that dries up. So how do you refill the river? by digging deeper into the ground. He says, "Shereitzin lemaloisei." When you want to fill it up, chayfin ba'emek b'mayin umoker aniveya. You have to go to the source of the water. That's the way the river refills itself. You have to go deeper into the source. Kach ayidei gilui b'chinas ratzon elyon. Baruch Hu shelamayla mayla misaydi rishtalshus. By revealing the will of Hashem, which is higher than worlds. Mismalo mashim kach esreinis v'abugamim. Okay, so now the Rebbe is explaining very simple. The only way you can reach the undone done is through tapping into a level which is higher than Torah mitzvahs, higher than world, higher than everything. And that level, there's no done and undone. There's no past, present, and future. There is no. That's it. You fix the story. That's the level of tshuva.
But so you said you can't reach that.
I mean, you could. But then you reached it. But it's a very, very holy level of tshuva.
When you visit the Rebbe, you can visit the Rebbe, you also in that level.
Can you reach that level?
No, when you are in front of the Rebbe, are you in that level?
Do you reach that level? From the Rebbe's perspective, yeah, it depends how you prepare yourself. There's a maimer from the Mittel Rebbe. Rebbe brings down parts of it in different places. There's a maimer from the Mittel Rebbe that when you go to a Kivri Tzadikim, like you go to the oil, there are different levels of connection between you and the neshama of the tzaddik that's there. And he says there's a level of ishtatchus. Ishtatchus means when you go to the grave of a tzaddik, that is the revelation of yechida, which is infinitely greater than gilui elyon. The Alter Rebbe was once walking with one of the Kaliners, Rav Shlomo Kaliner. And Rav Shlomo Kaliner was telling the Alter Rebbe, he has a chassid that has Gilui Eliyahu. Yeah, that one, yeah. Hope not. But anyway, so the Alter Rebbe said to him, and my Binyamin Kletzker, the chassid Alter Rebbe, in a pashat, in a simple mincha, Sim Sholem has Gilui of Etzem and Neshama, and he laughs at the other person's Gilui Eliyahu. But you're talking about Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe that were literally Tzadikim of Tanya, not us. Mamish Tzadikim of Tanya. And they were able to be there. So yeah, you go to a, when the Rebbe went to the oil, it was a connection of Yechida and Yechida. We go to the oil, hi, I'm here, give me a bracha, have a nice day, go out and eat a cookie there in the oil anti-chamber room over there, and that's it. So you're talking, yeah, officially, like he says, recently, that when the first time you go to the Rebbe for Yechidus, the Rebbe removes the foreskin. But now the avodah of the Jew is to do the rest, you know. It is a very lofty level. Can everybody reach it? Everybody can reach it. Allah's ben Dodaya. Because if we couldn't, there's no reason for the Gemara telling it to us. Why would the Gemara tell us a story if it's totally irrelevant? The story, it's a lesson. We could reach that level. It's touching the core, reaching into the essence of the person.
Yeah, the Hishtachlitz
talks
about actually being able to prostrate on the grave.
We don't do that. Was never done.
Was never done.
Not to my knowledge. No. Ishtatchus basically means you go, you know. The Rebbe used to prepare himself. There were certain funerals that the rare that the Rebbe went to. No, certain funerals that the Rebbe stayed outside the cemetery. He didn't go into the cemetery. There was chassidim, a number of chassidim. The Rebbe went, he didn't go actually to the grave. He stood outside the cemetery, you know, over there, on the fence he was looking in. And sometimes he said, because if I go into the cemetery, I would have to go to the oil. I didn't prepare myself for the oil. Whatever that means. But it's not stam. Okay.
So what's the best way of preparing going to oil? What would you do when you go to oil?
You learn. You daven, make resolutions for more mitzvahs.
On that day, or the day before?
Let me give you a mashal. I'll speak about Father's Day instead of Mother's Day. A kid rebels against the father a whole year. On Father's Day, he buys him a present and visits him. Okay? Did he prepare for Father's Day? On that particular day, yeah. But what's it worth if the whole year you spit in his face? You understand? So yes, even if you're a good child the whole year, I mean, if you celebrate Father's Day, if you're a good child the whole year, so Father's Day is a special day. You know, it's more, but if you want to do it right, it's not enough preparation. That's what Chassidim is to prepare 10 years, 12 years, you know, to go, it wasn't the last 24 hours. The proper preparation is constantly. But nevertheless, we're not on that level. So at least on the day, you try to make amends, like they say. You try to prepare properly. But you're talking about the real proper preparation? But when Rebbe said, when somebody, I mentioned this many times, when somebody wrote to the Rebbe, that he has a burning issue and he needs to go on, after the Rebbe stopped Yechidus. He had a burning issue, he wanted to go into Yechidus. As an issue, he has to discuss with the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said to him, the lashon of the Rebbe was, Betech she yisnaig, keminig anash lachreina, she nechnosim Yechidus beisi his fathers. The Rebbe said, you'll definitely follow the recent custom of Chassidim, that they enter Yechidus at the time of the Fabrengen. What does that mean? Very simply means, you have an issue, at the Fabrengen I will answer that issue.
But he doesn't know the issue.
Huh?
He didn't hear the issue.
Who, the Rebbe? He didn't need to hear the issue. He knew the issue before the guy had it.
He knew the issue before the issue happened.
Huh?
What's got to do with
art? No, so you could still go into what the Rebbe said after the previous Rebbe passed away. The Rebbe's people were asking, how are we going to get answers? So the Rebbe said, you do things like it was normally done, and the Rebbe will find a way to answer you. And that's the way it works. A guy really writes into the Rebbe today with it. The Rebbe finds a way to answer. By hook or by crook, he answers you. You have to make a vessel to see it. Okay, so he says, V'zeo mimamakim k'rosicha Hashem. Out of the depths I call you Hashem, sh'ayde b'chinis mimamakim k'rosicha. I call the level from mimamakim, from the depth of my heart. I reach to the depth of alukus, hamshach ha'savaya, me'ach ha'shinizgala b'chinis ha'mokir v'amayin ha'nevel. Which you basically accomplish from mimamakim. You reach the source of the revelations from above. You dig into the well, which is the source of the river. That's what we say in davening. We say it like this. Forgive me because I sinned. Yeah? Which doesn't make sense. Dr. Rebbe is going to have you think about it. Forgive me because I sinned? Why? Because I sinned, that's why you should forgive me. I should say, Slach lo novinu, because we did tshuva. We say, Slach lo novinu, why? You know why you should forgive me? Because I sinned. Lochere, in a move, mach chatonu, v'chizeu nesin es tama al eslicha. We shouldn't say, because I sinned. What we should say, Slach lo novinu, al asher chatonu, over the fact that we sinned. It implies, you know why Hashem should forgive us? Take it, translate it literally. Forgive me because I sinned. That doesn't make sense. You're saying sin is the cause of the forgiveness. We should say, forgive me over the fact that I sinned. Achim, and now Yuvan, now we can understand it. Because the sin actually reveals that level of mimamakim that creates the level of forgiveness. Meaning, fi shechotonu. Because we're losing that connection with Hashem, to reveal the will of Hashem, which is infinitely greater than world, to fill up all the missings. In other words, we're telling Hashem, because I lost out, and therefore I need the undone to become done. Therefore, you have to reveal that level of forgiveness that makes the undone done. By the way, this level of tshuva, the Alter Rebbe does not speak about in Tanya. This level of tshuva, that positive mitzvahs become, that undone becomes done, the Alter Rebbe, even in the Geshe Teshuva, doesn't talk about it. The Alter Rebbe, the second parak of the Geshe Teshuva, first parak of the Geshe Teshuva, when the Alter Rebbe says why tshuva for a positive mitzvah is easier than tshuva for a negative mitzvah, because you don't have any dirt that needs to be cleaned, but he says, Mikama kema er neda. The Alter Rebbe in the Geshe Teshuva doesn't talk this level of tshuva, of the undone done. The Alter Rebbe says in the Geshe Teshuva, even when you do tshuva, okay, you're forgiven, but the undone stays undone. Because in Tanya he's speaking Sefer Shobeinim, for normal people. Normal people can't reach that level of tshuva. That's why in Tanya he doesn't talk about this level. But don't go to Tanya, other places, this is a much higher level of tshuva. But you know what? Even though we can't reach it, we got to try. Get an A for effort.